Wired Jesus Podcast, April 7th, 2012. Creative Commons license.
Initiating startup sequence.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast. Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim.
Look, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
Well, yeah, but just because God doesn't answer your prayers doesn't mean he doesn't care about you.
Well, then why didn't he give me what I wanted?
Well, God can't just answer every prayer and suddenly give you everything you want. That takes all the living out of life.
What do you mean?
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. Sunday school teacher had her kindergartners draw pictures of what Easter looked like. She assumed they all knew the story since it was Easter Sunday and they were in a church after all. And all the kids in her class had been coming to church for quite a while. So the kids got down to work in a flurry of paper and crayons, and when they were all done, she asked them to share their art with the class. The first little girl got up, proudly held up her picture, and began to explain it to the class. When Jesus rose from the dead, the angels came and sat there clapping when Jesus came out. And here's Jesus inside the tomb, smiling because he's happy to be alive again. And over here are all his friends running to see him. Now, the teacher said this was very good, but she noticed in the corner that there was a little figure who seemed to be pushing the stone away from the front of the tomb. So she asked, who's that? Why, that's the Easter Bunny. If he hadn't rolled the stone away, there would have been 6 more weeks of winter.
Fred, mate, I'll behave. I'll clean up my mess. I'll do the dishes.
Not your problem. There's no dishes in the wild.
No, Fred, but I'm special.
Well, we're all special.
Ha, you're not getting it. I mean, I'm really special.
What are you doing?
See?
Jelly beans?
Mm-hmm. So what?
So you talk and you poop candy. Would you do it in someone else's life?
No, you're right. It's not your concern. And in 2 weeks, maybe you can explain to the children of the world why they didn't get their Easter baskets.
Easter.
Oh, yes, Fred. I am the Easter Bunny.
Hop in.
Easter. It's the most important day of the year for Christians. More important than Christmas or any other day for that matter. People who don't come to church most of the year come on Easter because they know Easter is important. Easter is something special. The problem is that most of them don't know what that something is. And sometimes those of us who preach and teach in the church don't do a good job in explaining exactly what the big deal is all about. That's part of the reason Wired Jesus started, to be a place where you can ask those kinds of questions. If you're a church member, I found you often have a hard time believing that 50% of people under the age of 40 were never raised in a religious tradition and still aren't part of one. When I bring this up in a church that I'm working with as a consultant or even as their pastor, I'm often called out and all but labeled a liar, that somehow I don't have my facts right, that that can't be true with where they live. And yet it's not unusual for me to meet people who aren't Christian or haven't been in church for a very long time. And they go into a church for the first time, and they start talking about Jesus and asking questions like, what does Easter mean? And we're all but called idiots by church people who were stunned at their ignorance for not knowing the story of Jesus. It's a little like a men's breakfast I was once invited to. A friend of mine was speaking, and when I got there, I didn't know anyone there, and asked if I could sit down with a group of guys who seemed to be having a good time. They happily invited me to take a seat, and then just as blissfully ignored me for the remaining hour and a half. Talking about their lives, talking about their churches, the faith community group they were part of, and not noticing that I had no idea what was going on, or that I would have liked to have shared in the conversation and laughter. So that's part of the reason I keep Wired Jesus going, even if the podcasts aren't as frequent as they used to be. It remains one way for me to stay grounded in Easter, to get outside the church world and into the real and wired world where Jesus now walks, where people are still asking the questions of the first witnesses of the resurrection. If Jesus was raised from the dead, what does this mean? I was reminded of this in an email from a friend of mine a few years ago, a Wired Jesus listener, who asked this very question about Easter. Went like this. Tom, I'm okay with birth, babies and happy moments, hope and future. I don't do death very well, especially long, painful ones. And to this day, I'm still trying to figure out how we can go from death to cute little bunnies and colorful Easter eggs. I need some help in this area. How do you answer that? I mean, I'm a pastor. I live with Easter every day to the point I sometimes don't even notice. Church activities and rituals all tied in with the resurrection of Jesus. They're grounded in it. All this has been drilled into my head to the point where I can go through a worship service or a Bible study or class and my mind can be somewhere else the entire time my mouth is moving. You know, those of you who have been born and raised in the church know what I'm talking about. You can sing songs from memory. You can do all or part of worship services without ever having to pick up a hymnal or a bulletin or even glancing up at the screen. You know lots of Jesus stories that all you need is a line or two and you can say the rest. So for church people, we get to the point where we believe and often act because, like, we know it all by heart, that it's second nature. And that's a problem. To hear a friend ask you what Easter means in the church or even in your home jars a church person into the potential shock that you yourself may not really know. You come on Easter because it's tradition. It's what Christians do. It's what Lutherans do. It's what you always do. But you may not have an answer to that question beyond the ancient phrase, Jesus is risen. We say it over and over again every Easter, but what does that mean? Does it mean Jesus is a zombie?
Sweet zombie Jesus!
That Jesus' body came back to life from the dead? I mean, if that's all, what difference does that make to you and me today? And what does that have to do with colored eggs and the Easter bunny? If Jesus is risen, that's what we say, and nothing more. If that's the best answer any of us can offer, then we all need some help in this area. I thought a long time how to answer, what exactly to say. You know, after 4 years of college and as a religion major and 4 more years in seminary and oh my goodness, it would have been at that point about 17 years as a pastor, because it's 22 now. I could give answers that would make my professors proud. I could say, and I even wrote it down just to be sure I could get it exactly right, that Jesus was raised for our justification to overcome our alienation from God by his substitutional offering and vicarious suffering on the cross, so that God's eternal love might break into our temporal world and transform our perception of the divine into one of existential unity that transcends time and space. It's a great answer. It's worth an A in seminary. My systematics professors would tell me I'm exactly right. And it's absolutely worthless on Easter morning. See, Easter is not some mystery that can only be explained by a pastor or in church words. It's part of the problem. We think it's something to be explained and defined, when really it is much simpler and much more powerful than that. Something more than words made Mary and the other women run to the disciples from the tomb. Something more than a dead body breathing again turned 12 fearful men into leaders that changed the world. Something happened that transformed a long, painful death 2,000 years ago into hope and a new future for you and I today. When I finally wrote my answer, I didn't realize I was writing an Easter sermon. But here it is for you this Easter weekend. If you've been a Christian for years and think you got your head wrapped around a lot of this, I believe all that we will say and sing tomorrow about Easter really comes down to what I wrote in this email. If you aren't really sure what it all means to go from a bloody cross to Easter eggs, I believe it really is as simple as what I'm about to say. All the other things you can learn and live and do afterwards is just icing on the cake. A lifelong thank you to Jesus that can get you through any trouble in your life and make every happy moment even better. So, how do we go from death to cute little bunnies and colorful Easter eggs? Here's my answer. Well, going from a dead man on a cross to bunnies and happy thoughts is a leap. But it is about hope and future. So here's a shot at it. Last night we were talking about some of this at a Bible study, and it came up how some folks try and scare you out of hell into heaven. You know, Jesus is coming soon, and boy is he pissed, so get your act together, do good things, and you'll be resurrected and get to go to heaven. But you better be sure about it right now and believe the right things without any doubts. People who do that put the cross on the past, resurrection in the future, and leaves us and any who will listen to that type of teaching about Jesus with a lot of fear and guilt as ways to make sense of the present. I think that misses the point of Jesus. Yes, he was crucified 2,000 years ago, and yes, he promised he would return, but what difference does that make now? I think we get too caught up in thinking that being a Christian is believing the right facts to be true and accurate, rather than seeing it as a relationship, a way of life. When we have a baptism at church, we say that we are baptized into Christ's death and raised to a new life, and if that is true, then the cross and resurrection are something that make a difference now. I guess I look at the cross and realize that Jesus understands all the crap in my life, all the pain, all the fear, all the screw-ups, all the unintended consequences, and has taken all that on himself. By that I mean the cross tells me that even though I may think God doesn't care, or that I'm not worthy of being cared about, Jesus tells me none of that matters. He loves me. No conditions. And the cross says how far he will go to make sure that I know. The resurrection is the other part. Jesus dying on the cross and nothing else, that only makes for a tragic story. And there are enough of those to go around. The resurrection, if it means something now, means that Jesus not only dies for me, he gives me a new start, a new life every day. And there is a hope and a future. Because if death isn't the end of Jesus' story, then it's not the end of mine. I don't have to earn brownie points for God to love me or to get into the pearly gates. Nor do I have to do that with his church. God gives it all to me because he gave it all to Jesus. So I can be free to live and love like him. To be his body in the world with broken, forgiven, and loved people just like me. None of us do well with death, especially long, painful ones. But we all end up facing death, whether we like it or not. Lent and Easter have to be taken together. We don't face and walk into death alone. Jesus is there with us. Death isn't the end. There is hope and a future beyond every death. Relationships, jobs, even our bodies. Because Jesus is there with new life every time. Easter bunny and Easter eggs? They're old European spring fertility symbols that got absorbed into Easter since it was the church's celebration of new life. Although there is one children's drawing that says it was a bunny that rolled the stone away. I guess I missed that in the Bible. That's my 2 cents worth on Easter. I hope it's something of an answer. It's not about gruesome pictures, guilt, and church teachings. It's about someone who loves you. Hope that helps. Tom. Well, That's it for Wired Jesus podcast number 62. Thanks for listening to Wired Jesus. Have a blessed Easter and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slug like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.